Hi there, everyone. Welcome to your show, Destination Health. I'm your host, Kim Cockerham, co-host, I'm going to say. Our awesome leader and co-host, Kevin, is traveling today back from the CMC as we speak here. So you've got me solo. I'm a little nervous today. It's been a while since I started the show, so I love co-hosting with Kevin because the two of us together, I think, make a good pair to come and share our different strengths and so forth. So anyways, I want to thank you for being here today and joining together in this huge movement that's saying our health is important. Becoming healthy is the best decision you will ever make. It is worth it, and I hope you know you are worth it. So we say whether you're venturing down this road for the first time or you've been at this thing called healthy living for a long time, welcome. We're here to support each other, learn from each other. We celebrate accomplishments, and we hold each other accountable when needed. It's just whatever you need where you're at in this journey. So let's get moving, okay? This is so fun. I had to dig up my old open. Otherwise, I would start fumbling right away with my words. So it was kind of fun to go back and look at where we've come with this. So, and that's a little bit about what I want to share when we get started, because I'm going to put this back on you guys as well to help this grow. So I want you to remember, we're taking questions, okay? Brittany's working the soundboard with me today. We'd love to hear your questions and anything else you want to share. If you have a success story, we heard a lot of them at the CMC, and they were incredible. So please share that. It is inspiring to me. It is inspiring to others. It gives people hope. I lean on people's stories to help me stay my path as well. We're also going to chat about a 22-day challenge that we are going to do. We first started talking about it at the CMC. Actually, we called it a 21-day challenge, but I want to share with you why we upped it, okay? We're just going to share what we're going to focus on. So anything at all, press 1 right now. So we'll see how long our show goes today, depending on how we all get chatting, okay? So at the CMC, which was just last week, Kevin made available a book, and it got scooped up quickly once he shared what it was about. It was one of Seth Godin's books, and it was called What to Do When It's Your Turn, and it is always your turn. I read half of it on the plane on the way home. I actually napped the first flight, but I started reading it, and it honestly lit a fire in me again because it had kind of gone a little dormant. And sometimes that happens when we just get so busy and we stop or we become complacent with things. But I think you all agree, time doesn't stop, you know? So it's kind of neat when you read something and you just start saying, yeah, you know, I want to do that again. So coming off the CMC, I wanted to share a little bit about how this movement that you all helped grow got started and encourage you to start your own movement, okay, going forward. So I'll tell you, looking back, it has taught me a ton. Mainly, you just have to get started and see where it takes you. You know, adjust where needed, surround yourself with rock stars, and keep moving forward. Now, you might be even sitting there thinking, you know, I don't even know what is speaking to me right now. So I think just the fact, you know, you plant the seed and you start suddenly becoming aware, it will be shown to you. But so a little bit about this. I started with Let's Truck actually like right after Matt's in 2013. That summer was my Ironman, which to me, it blew up and out my belief of what is possible. I didn't even know what was possible. So the Ironman actually has a saying. It's one of their taglines that says, anything is possible. Now, you may have heard, and I know I have always heard people dispute this, say you can't do the impossible, and I get that. You know, if you're 5 feet, you know, you may not be an NBA all-star, although we've seen some that, you know, do go. They challenge the norm. But I challenge you to change your perception of this. So it's not what is what you think is possible or impossible. It's just that perception. Like doing the Ironman before for me, I would have told you was completely impossible. But at some point, for me with that and for you with some other things in your life, it changes from being impossible to, hey, maybe I can do this. So be open-minded, okay? What is possible or impossible is a moving target, and you can move that target. So October 2013, I actually wrote an email to Lisa and Kevin about promoting and teaching about health in the industry. And true to the form, they never come out and say no to us. They're open to anything, which is so cool. It just wasn't the time now. It was not now. So remember that in your life and business. No doesn't mean no. It might just mean not now. So fast forward to September 2014. I can't believe it was that long ago, but Lisa, Kevin, and Aaron, we gathered the team together and their spouses back at Lisa and Kevin's house. And because of this group of Let's Truck team members, it was absolutely incredible. The energy, bringing everybody together is awesome. So one of the videos Kevin shared with us was a TED Talk. And I actually just shared it on the Destination Health Facebook page, so take a look at it. It was about creating a movement. And then he challenged each of us to create a movement in the next 30 days. That got me thinking about the health thing again. We at Less Trucks were also doing more podcasts, so we decided on that. We would do a podcast. Now, not knowing exactly how to do it or what it would look like, that 30 days quickly turned to 60, and if it was not for Lisa being kindly pushy, saying schedule it, which we did. I mean, honestly, it would have turned to 90 days, because when I don't know how to do something, I do that analyze till I'm paralyzed, and I don't do anything. So on November 9th, we had our very first podcast, and you all joined this movement and created this community that kept it going and kept it growing. May 2015, our CMC was another aha moment. As Kevin shared on stage and through his own health journey and transformation, which was so visible to everyone, people just embraced it. So much you heard about the wiping out of the salad bar one day. but it was a start. It was another start. And what we learned at this past CMC, it was actually a start for many of your journey, because over the past year, where you have come with your own health is just insane. So that's all it takes sometimes, is just at the right time to see things, and you guys being open to embracing it and say, I'm going to try this and see where it goes. So I know, just like many of you, I'm constantly in awe of Kevin's ability to learn things, retain things, and bring them to all of us in a way that we can understand and internalize is a gift and a skill. One that I honestly have not seen in too many people. I stand back and I always look at them like, how do you do that? I'm just grateful he does, because we are all the beneficiaries of that. Gratefully, he not only brought that to the show in September 2015 when we started co-hosting, he also signed on to be an official student of the NTP program and dedicated himself to learning even more for the purpose of bringing back and teaching us, which is just so cool. So like I said, we just finished the CMC 2016, just last week. And it was just another huge step forward for us, and Let's Truck saying we are going to give time and dedicate resources to promoting and teaching about good health. So our days started with a Rise and Shine, led by your fellow driver, Jeff Russell, each morning to get our blood flowing and start learning a little more about adding movement to your days on the road. And I can see this. I mean, we had over 30 people the first day and almost the whole time. And so we'll just build on this, you guys. We had Jimmy Moore join us one evening, and you all opened his eyes to this industry and showed him just how incredibly hardworking and dedicated people you are. We had another evening that was dedicated to Destination Health, where we had fellow drivers that joined Kevin and I on stage and shared their journey, answered questions, to Bulletproof Coffee, sending us to pretty dynamic members. Oh my gosh, we would have brought them into the Let's Truck fold completely. They were so cool. They made us samples. I think they were there 3 or 4 days and kept us stocked with Bulletproof Coffee samples and teaching, and they absolutely loved the tribe we had there. And even just the menu. you know, Lisa worked really hard with the conference center there to at least offer options. So which you guys have out in real life, you have options where you have to choose. So we had options. I actually ate better that week than I do at home because it was there for me. It was just absolutely wonderful. So the stories you shared there of not just dropping weight, which is the visible part of it, you shared the life you gained, the medication you got off of, just what has it done for you, and the fire I saw in your eyes, and because you got it, what it, you just got what it was, what it did for you, and that fuels us, that fuels the fire we have. So I just want you to know, our dedication to you is we are just going to keep going and provide education and support for you on this journey to be the most healthy you. So hoping you're on board with us, because our challenge to you is this. Take this health movement and spread it. Spread it to your family and friends. Almost every time someone shared their testimony out there at CMC, they didn't just talk about themselves. They wanted to take it to their family and friends. They wanted their family and friends to experience this newfound energy and health that they got and worked hard at, that they didn't even realize a lot of times what was missing. We talk about your new normal. You know, you just forget what it feels like to feel good. And once you do, you want everybody to feel that way. So honestly, empower yourself, create a movement, and, you know, stick with us and let's just spread this, these ripples of health, okay? So with that, thank you for letting me be here with you today. We're going to go grab some questions too, and then I want to come back and we're going to talk about this 22-day challenge that we first talked about at CMC and get you guys on board with us and see where it takes us. So what do you guys think? Let's go grab some questions here, and let's go right now to Doug in Ohio. Hi, Doug. How are you?
How are you, Kim?
I am doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderfully. This morning, I started my quit smoking program, my third attempt at it, and this time it's going to stick because I stopped at a natural food store, and I bought a one-pound bag of cinnamon sticks. And instead of shoving a cigarette in my face, I shove a cinnamon stick in my face. And that has the added benefit of not only, you know, helping me with the muscle memory of hand to mouth with a cigarette, because I've now got something in there that is substituting for the cigarette, but doing no harm. And it has the added benefit of freshening my breath.
I never knew that you could pop a cinnamon stick in your mouth. That's a new one. And hey, if it works, way to go.
But the issue that I am having is I want to start eating healthier and get on the ketogenic diet. However, I have a minor issue in that in 1989, I had to have my gallbladder removed because I had stones that were actually stuck in the bile duct and infected.
Oh, my goodness.
So, needless to say, anytime I have any type of an increase of fat intake of any kind, I become, how shall we say, extra regular.
Okay. Well, that's the first thing. You're very aware of how your body reacts to things, too. So a couple different things, and I might have you, Doug, call back next week as well when Kevin's on, because he is just so much more learned than I am on this. What I do know is you do have to go at it a little bit different, maybe not as much fat as somebody with their gallbladder. And that supplementation may be involved. Supplementation may be needed too. Okay. So some simple things, even for the immediate, what you can do. First of all, obviously, you're one that likes to learn and try new things. So
Absolutely.
So become completely fascinated and committed in learning as much as you can about it, how you can eat without a gallbladder. You can do some immediate things just for even in the interim this week is, if you haven't already, you're already dealing with this, the smoking. And, with our 22-day challenge coming up, I think focusing
I'm
on
also
one or two
I'm
things.
Also proud to say, I'm also proud to say that my carb intake daily is under 30 grams.
Oh, that's awesome. And is that mainly vegetable-wise? Is that what you're doing?
Basically, any carbs that I eat are contained within veggies.
Okay.
And
cool.
I eat
that's
a
perfect.
Lot of dark, dark green leafy veggies.
Okay, that is perfect. And that's what I do as well. I get a lot of vegetables. I try to make my plate more the dark green leafy vegetables. I make that. That's one of the things that I make up ahead of time for my week so I can go grab it. So you're already concentrating on quitting smoking. You already have your carbs low and you're eating, dark green leafy great vegetables. And just, the sugar and the grain, if you could get that. And it sounds like you may have already done that. And those small changes building on itself will pay off huge. Not even having to worry, Not even having to really focus on, you want to get the good fast in, and that's where you're going to have to watch with not having a bladder, gallbladder. Oh my gosh, I just said bladder. Not having a gallbladder, but you can ease into that, ease into that and focus on what you're doing right now. The no smoking's huge, and you will. I don't care how many times you have to try. This is your last time trying because you're going to make it happen, and we're here for you.
That's right. And
awesome.
There's one big piece of advice that I can give to a lot of my fellow drivers. At the CMC, I noticed quite a few drivers grabbing diet sodas.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's regular soda. I don't care if it's naturally sweetened with sugar soda. I don't care if it's diet soda. It's poison. The
mm-hmm.
basic materials to make soda are flammable hazardous materials and corrosive hazardous materials. You're poisoning yourselves with soda. I gave up all soda about August of last year. I went from drinking 4 to 5 liters of diet soda a day to drinking 4 to 5 liters of water a day. Within 30 days, I had dropped 20 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
And that was giving up diet soda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I used to be one of those ones that did that as well. I thought diet soda was okay. And again, it's those small changes. So that's a good challenge to put out to people. Start looking for, just getting water in, cutting back a little bit to get down to clean.
And
eating and drinking.
The other thing that I've noticed is if you wean yourself off of the sweet things, you can't just go cold turkey because you will wind up banging your head against a wall. But if you just, like Dave Ramsey says, take baby steps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the less sweet things you take in, your taste buds will acclimate and you'll be able to continue reducing it. The latest change that I made is I used to, when I gave up the soda, I switched to sweet tea when I sat down in restaurants. Well, now
mm-hmm.
I order unsweet tea with lemon, and I don't put any sweetener in it.
There you go. That's good. Good for you. Yeah,
it's,
and those are good.
It's just a matter of acclimating your taste buds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, making that commitment like you're doing and taking it a little bit at a time, and you'll get there. So, Doug, try that. Well, you're working on the smoking. You've got your cinnamon sticks and doing the green leafy vegetables. Make sure you're not getting, relabeled not getting any extra sugar, cut out any grains, and give us a holler next week to chat with Kevin to see how you can start adding more healthy fats to your diet. Sound good?
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Thanks, Doug. I look forward to hearing from you next week. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
All righty. I will.
Hey, and that's awesome. So anybody else, Brittany just posted, we're out on the Facebook page as well. There's a link out there, so take a look. There's a book that Brittany posted the link for out in Destination Health on Audio Road Network, okay? Take a look at there. So we are now going to head to Georgia and talk to Jason. Jason, thanks for calling in. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you? Hey,
Doing great.
Quick comment about the guy quitting smoking on the cinnamon sticks.
Yes.
He should be careful
yeah.
on what type of cinnamon he's using. There's two types of cinnamon. One thins your blood out quite drastically more than the other. So I would tell him to do a Google search on that to make sure he's using the right cinnamon. It could cause some adverse side effects of using the wrong cinnamon on that.
Oh, my God.
I had a
Who
question.
Knew?
Yeah, yeah.
I
yeah, most people
is,
don't
so
know there's two different types
sure.
of cinnamon. Yeah, there's two
no,
different
uh-uh.
types of cinnamon. Most people don't know that.
But okay,
and it's really bad if somebody's on a blood thinner and for,
mm-hmm.
you know, high blood pressure, and then they use that thinking they're doing good, and it could cause
right.
bad effects, yeah.
Right.
What I had a question about is – me and my wife, we're having trouble, you know, really finding recipes for out here on the truck that are easy to, you know, somewhat easy to make in the truck. And we were wondering if you guys had any plans on making maybe like a recipe book or something for it more geared towards truckers.
You know what? I am so glad you brought that up because I'll tell you what, our, you know, like I said, coming back from the CMC, our vision of what we want to do with this, with all you all support, is just blown up. Like, just we want to do this and that and this and that. So hearing what you guys need is the number one thing. One of the things that was we wanted to do so bad for the CMC is to get together recipe cards. And we didn't quite get there. We've got a couple documents that we put together for health. One of them is just some information on components. I had learned when I was out in Oregon one time, Kevin does like component cooking. And so you prepare various things like beforehand. Like how, Jason, how long are you out on the road when you're out?
We're out on the road 3 to 4 months.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
we basically live in the truck and just visit home for vacations.
Okay.
Yeah.
So planning and preparing is huge for you guys too.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't have to have necessarily meals down. You'll have your, you know, like even at home, I have like 5 go-to ones, you know, that I use. But I even, on the weekends, I will buy and prepare like components, I call them. So I get my vegetables and I cut up the lettuces. But if you can't, then you buy the pre-bags. I'll cook up my meat or, if I can't, I'll stop and get a rotisserie chicken and have, you know, boiled eggs, bacon cooked up. So that I can put together meals depending on what I'm hungry for, you know, make a salad
yeah.
and throw anything in there. Make your eggs and you've got avocados and any of those components like your bacon and so forth to put. But to answer your question as well, yeah, we are going to put out a call out to you guys to find out recipes. Because I think that's one of the number one things people are looking for. Besides
yeah.
gathering it from you all in the community we have, we'll pull that in. I am also, Jason, a Google nut.
Yeah, we are too.
I have chicken. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
do you
most
have
of
some
the
favorites?
Stuff we're buying on. No, we haven't. Breakfast, we basically just have eggs with some uncured breakfast sausage. We haven't really found out any favorites for lunches and dinners yet. I think we've been overdoing it on the protein a little bit too much on those meals.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I focus, lunch is the one that I focus on to make sure I get a big salad, because then I'm taken care of. And I know you don't necessarily have to have, you know, the veggies and the carbs, you know, you don't just, you know, to be on the diet. So I feel better getting good vegetables in. If I don't get that, I will make a smoothie in the afternoon with spinach and cucumber. I just feel better if I have more vegetables in. Do you have, let me ask you this, what kind of equipment do you have on the truck?
We're pretty, we got like a new wave and, induction oven, microwave kind of thing. So we probably more than most truck drivers got.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I would love to, Jason, you know, what's your wife's name?
Hutchins.
What's your wife? So that's your last name. What's your wife's name? Is it?
Oh, Heather. Heather. I thought you said last
Heather.
Name. Heather.
Okay.
Yeah, Heather.
Well, I would love to have you email you like your contact information into support@letstruck.com if you are willing to maybe be part of a little focus group to gather some information.
Okay.
and help put it out to everybody. That would be great if you guys would like to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sound good? Okay. Well, and I appreciate you calling in about that, because that's how we find out what the needs are. And I am pretty excited for Let's Truck to make this happen.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, great. Oh, you're welcome, Jason. And I look forward to getting your information and reaching out to you.
Thanks.
Okay. Have a great day. Okay, let's head off to Indiana and talk to Becky. Becky, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Kim?
Oh, hey, it's our partner in crime out at CMC. Hi, Becky.
Surprise. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes,
so,
Hey, listening to you just talk to Jason, the easiest thing to do on recipes is – go back to the things that you liked before you went keto and just adapt. You can adapt almost anything that you like to be keto or paleo or close to it by just switching up a couple of ingredients. So if
that
you
is
like
a great
spaghetti
tip.
And meatballs, do zucchini spaghetti and, you know, the grass-fed, you know, ground beef. Make sure you buy a pasta sauce that just has the real ingredients, no sugar, no additives, and they're out there. And, you know, cook, you know, the stuff in olive oil, and hey, you've got keto spaghetti and meatballs.
Becky, I actually love that, because sometimes when you hear from people, they focus on what they can't have anymore. Like they focus, I heard that even just this last week, like I love pasta and I love that. And I get that. Some of this stuff we've grown up with forever. We have a history with, as far as family gatherings. And so you feel like you have to give it up. And what I hear you saying is you just find another way to
just
do the same. That is,
our thing was salmon patties that we would make, and they've got mashed potatoes in them and breadcrumbs. Well, we just switched to mashed sweet potatoes because they're a little better for you. And we did almond flour instead of breadcrumbs. And you cook them that way.
That's
great.
And
cook them in beef tallow, which adds the extra fat. So there's very little of anything that you can't swap a couple of ingredients around and make it more keto or paleo.
Okay. That's awesome advice. Thank you so much.
So, yeah, and don't be afraid to experiment. Some will work out, some won't. Some nights you'll be going, well, what are we going to have for dinner? We screwed that up. That's okay, because that's how you learn.
Yeah.
That's a good excuse to go out and
exactly.
Eat.
Yeah, and then, you know what? And just have fun with it, you know? Just have fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah, just kind of, you know, go back and think, what was our five favorite meals before we decided to change our diet? And once you have those five favorite meals, okay, what ingredients are not keto? So what do we need to swap out to make it work? And it's pretty simple. You'll have fun doing it.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Thanks for sharing that. That's perfect. That's perfect. So what else would you say? I mean, we had a lot of people at the CMC just, you know, looking to get started. What would you tell somebody that's looking today to get started, eating healthy?
And that,
and not, you know, go ahead, hon.
Yeah, that is the big question is, it's like standing in the middle of a field. You don't know which way to go because it's all so overwhelming. So I just tell people, start with the small stuff first. And don't get too lost in the weeds. Just, you know, you're not going to be perfect. So cut out one thing this week. Maybe cut out the grains. You know, that's going to be tough enough. You know, there's no need to jump in the deep end of the pool and, you know, try to not drown. Just, okay, I'm going to cut out soft drinks, this, you know, for 30 days or 2 weeks. And then I'll move on to the next thing. We don't want you to go postal out there because you've cut off every single thing at one time.
Right.
So just cut off, you know, do one thing at a time, kind of like Kevin teaches with Field Mileage, you know, do one thing at a time and then move on to the next one so that you've got a good handle on that. And it's the same with the fitness. People just kind of don't know, what do I do to get started? Well, there's lots of apps out there that you can pick up to get you off the couch. Couch to 5K is one. To start, just, you know, 15 minutes one day. Just make up your mind that every day this week you're going to get out and you're going to walk for 15 minutes. That's it, just 15 minutes. Now, lots of times when you're out there for 15 minutes, you're having a good time, so you'll do 30. But don't put the pressure on yourself that says, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to work out for an hour every day this week, because number one, it's not going to happen. Number two, you don't want to set yourself up like that. So, hey, I'm going to go walk 15 minutes every day this week. And that is achievable. You can almost do that walking around your truck and doing, you know, your pre-trips and stuff. So,
we learned that at CMC, where we ended with that 15-minute walk, and we could have kept going if it wasn't a time constraint. You know, you get talking and you get thinking. It's nice to have that time where you can just have yourself to think. But I agree with you. I love your points, because what I want to share with somebody on top of that is that there's no deadline to this healthy journey here. This is a lifestyle. Please don't put too tough of constraints or too tough of, like deadlines on it, because as long as you're moving forward, you're making progress. So it's not an all or nothing thing. It's, again, I think everybody who's chatted so far has talked about that baby steps. So really embrace that.
Yeah, and, you know, even if you're only walking 15 minutes a day, you're still lapping everybody that's on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And just make it your time. And I tell you what, my runs in the morning are my time. That's my time when I can think to myself and not be, you know, on the phone or doing whatever. That's, you know, looking at the trees and the deer and the birds and just being by myself. So it can actually be very, very soothing time. If you have a dog, if you don't have a dog, get a dog. They will make you get out of the truck.
There you go.
If you have a dog, get your dog on a leash and take that dog for a walk. They love that. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a dog, you've got a workout partner. Take them for a walk.
There you go. And do this for you. I mean, we feel so guilty sometimes doing that stuff for ourselves, but take care of you first and then give the rest of the day to, you know, your family and your customers and so forth. So.
Exactly.
Great, Becky. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. It was so great to hear your voice.
And you too. And I should be seeing you soon. And we're gonna have a fun time.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Okay, Becky. Hey, thanks. Okay. Be safe out there.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, you guys are so awesome. Do you realize this community you have out here so that you are a part of? So thank you so much. Well, hey, let's head to Kentucky and talk to Frank. Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What can we help you with?
Yeah, I was wondering what you think when you're kind of like a new kids kind of guy, you eat potatoes a lot, and now you're trying to switch over to a keto diet?
Say that first part again. Say that first part.
Sure. I was wondering what you would eat if you want to go to keto, if you're more of a meat and potato kind of guy.
Well, and you know, the meat's a good thing. And potatoes aren't so bad. So you're, you know, you're halfway there. So when I think, when I share with people about how to get started, and to be honest, I found that especially keto, like low carb, higher fat, is one of the easier type of lifestyles to follow. Number one thing is to cut out any sugar and any grain. So if you can stop making a sandwich with bread, you know, and have your meat on, you know, a bed of lettuce, or I do eat sweet potatoes. I am still on the sweet potato side. So I'm like a combo of keto, paleo, depending on what your goals are. So if your goals are straight, you know, weight, a number on the scale and so forth too, you can cut those out for a little bit. But tell me a little bit more about your day. Like, what typical breakfast do you like? What?
Well, usually I would eat omelets, but now my inverter went out, so I'm pretty much eating the foods on the road, which is not very good for me. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Okay. And, you know, you can also think, you know, one thing I found with this, too, is that my breakfast, lunch, and dinners can intermix. So I could have an omelet for dinner, and I could, if I have a hamburger pre-cooked, I would have that for breakfast with an avocado on it and so forth. So our typical thinking of what breakfast, lunch, and dinner are, kind of throw that out the window and think mainly in terms of, you know, again, fueling your body and eating good, clean, you know, proteins, moderate proteins. Find every possible way to get good fats in, and then a wonderful side of vegetables. You know, I would eat a salad for breakfast if I had it ready,
well, I mean,
when I was there. So.
Yeah, being on a truck is a little harder because, I mean, I can eat like a, you know, chickens or hamburger, you know, patties, you know, or and rice and eggs, but the other than that, you know, kind of, I think it's too much protein, I think, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you do, yeah, absolutely, you do have to watch that, but so spread it out through the day. You're saying you don't have any equipment right now to cook with, or?
No, well, I mean, you play, actually, I do have a George Foreman grill, I have a frying pan, I have a hot plate, but like I said, right now, my inverter went out, so I'm waiting, I need to wait to get back to Dallas to get it fixed.
Okay, how long are you out on the road when you're out, Frank?
At least a couple of months.
Okay. I mean, do you see yourself, like, taking the time to back up and say, and again, I talked about that component type of cooking or preparing your truck. So if you have a refrigerator, you know, to get some veggies in there and some salad, get the pieces
apart.
Yeah,
but it's more easy, though. More a little easier, though, in the fridge. The vegetables do, you know what I'm saying? So you kind of got to eat them and then refill. And, of course,
Otherwise
you really shop at Walmart, you know, and it's kind of not the best
food,
you know what I'm saying?
We have some people that, you know, use the salad bar at Walmart, too, to go in and get enough of the good stuff to then put together meals with. So it might just be, to me, you know, to back up and say, like, what do I need to be successful in my truck? You know, what do I need to make it through this next day? And stock my, you know, have my ready, because I'll tell you what, if I don't have it around me, I will grab whatever. So what do I need to just have what I need around me today and start there? So it sounds like, number one, you are already aware of where you want to be. So just take that a step further and, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I lost 60 pounds on a HCG diet. But now that I'm off the diet, it's starting to go like up a little bit more. So I'm like, I need to watch it. So I'm trying to watch it now.
What kind of diet?
I did an HCG.
Okay. Yeah, that's one that once you go off of, you have to be very, very careful. It'll come back on fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad to hear you're looking at the lower carb, because that's, to me, is just going to help you a lot. So, it's, Frank, to be honest, it's going to be, you are going to have to put the time to plan and prepare. And if it means, you know, stopping more often to make sure that you have what you need for that, just that next day, you know, you'll be okay. You will be good. Don't think about prepping your truck for a whole week. If you, you know, just focus on the next couple of days to have what you need.
But what are some good foods for guys that don't want necessarily eat a lot of vegetables? Or you mean I just need to start eating more vegetables? What are some foods that I should eat if I'm not normally a guy that eats a lot of vegetables?
Okay. What do you like? Tell me what you like.
Well, pretty much it's broccoli, green beans, spinach. That's it.
Yeah. Then do that and find different ways. I love all those. Tell you the truth, I absolutely love all those. Do you have a microwave in your truck?
No, I use a little oven lunchbox thing, and I use the like I said, the frying pan and the George Foreman.
Okay. I mean, oh my gosh. So I mean, then play around with seasonings that you can put on those, and make your broccoli and green beans and spinach a gazillion different ways. Google things to do with that. Fresh green beans are one of my favorites, like to sear in a pan with some garlic. Do that on your George Foreman. And mm-hmm. absolutely, I mean, I think you're way ahead of the game just having those three things. So
asparagus.
And you oh, wow. See? You're good
yeah.
to go. It just sounds like you're,
yeah.
it just sounds like, just try to, for the next week, Frank, focus on just the day or two ahead of time, and then go further and say, and just.
Yeah, I'm just not a salad guy. I don't like salad.
Yeah, that's okay. It's, you're way ahead of the game. You have some people that don't like green anything. So
yeah.
You are so ahead of the game, and I congratulate you on the success you've had, and I can tell you're not going to let that go. You're going to find a way to make it happen, and it's just going to have to be get completely fascinated with it. And find, you know, some fun ways to cook what you have, and get back with us. Let us know how it's going.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Frank. Hey, we're going to head off to Wisconsin and chat with Steve. Steve, how are you?
Hello, Kim. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, Steve. It was so great to see you at CMC last week.
Yes, it was. It was. Everything was great, and I got a couple items today. Doug was talking about the number of people drinking soft drinks, the diet soft drink. He should have been there last year. Everybody had one in front of him last year. This year, it was so far down, I'd say 75% less this year of people drinking soft drinks than last year, because we were learning last year. And I went
yeah.
to 2 liter. 2 liter a day of Diet Mountain Dew last year. I don't drink it anymore, you know, and so that was one thing. I mean, it's the perspective you look at. That was Doug's first CMC, so he saw it, that there was something out there, but I kept looking at that Mercer table out there, and it was full of those
yeah.
soft drinks that were not being taken inside that much. Most of us were drinking the water on the table, and so that's a big plus from last year. Like I say, like Doug said, yeah, everybody needs to consider doing it. Another thing about the CMC was I did not put a spare carb in my body all week. Not one.
You didn't put a what?
No, a spare carbohydrate in my body
oh.
all week. I did not put any sugar in my body last week. I didn't put any grains in my body last week. Anything I had that was carbohydrate were good. You know, with the veggies and the salads, things like that. But we had that option, and most people did. The ladies that were catering, the same ladies all week. You know, you'd walk by the sweet table and she'd say, "Would you like a cookie or a piece of cake or whatever?" And I said, "No thanks. I eat no sugar or no grain." And she said, "Yeah, wow." She said, "I look around at these people, and I just figured the sweet table would be empty first, And and I said, I told her, you should have seen them all last year. We were a lot bigger last year than we are this year. So I said, so same thing. She was seeing this, you know, as we're seeing a bunch of truck drivers, and guess what? They're eating a bunch of sweets. And then on Friday, when they had the hamburgers, hot dogs, and brats and things like that, most of us were going, were getting big salads and going up there and asking us, asking them to give us the hamburger patties without the bun. So they were kind of shocked at that too, you know. But they, it was a different crowd for them to look at and see. So you know, and I got two patties. And she said, "Do you want me to put it on a separate plate?" And I said, "No, ma'am, put it right on top of that salad right there." I had a big salad on, covered the whole plate. Then I went over to the nacho cheese and left the nachos there, but I took the cheese and poured it right over my patties, and that was okay for me. And so it was an excellent week. I ate about three times the volume every day that I eat because there was so much food there. I'm in a routine in the truck, and losing the weight and everything, a part of it has been I'm not as hungry. I eat when I'm hungry, and so I don't eat near as much. Obviously, we were sitting down breakfast, lunch, sometimes dinner there, and I ate more volume, but nothing that was bad for me. So, you know, yeah, if you ate a few too many calories that week, not a big deal because it didn't hurt me. But I want to bring a challenge to everybody that I don't know if you saw it on Keto Trucking. The group Keto Trucking has a challenge out for the month for the month of June. And anybody that's on Map My Walk, Map My Run, or Map My Fitness can go on there and join that challenge to make sure each and every day in June you get at least 1 mile in, walking, running, whatever you want to do. And I love to power walk 2 or 3 miles. And a lot of times, you know what, at the end of the day, I don't feel like walking that far because I had a long, hard day. Day before yesterday, I had six stops of office furniture. I had worked hard all day. I had my steps in the back of the trailer, you know, already. And so I didn't walk. But, you know, if I got a challenge, I'll at least, even on that day, will get my butt out there and walk that mile and try to walk my 2 miles plus every day, you know. So everybody could go to Keto Trucking. And, you know, you may want to share that challenge right on Destination Health, and we'll get a whole bunch of more people, because I think most of our people that are on Destination Health are on that site also. So they've got a lot of good recipes and that kind of thing in the truck. So that may help your last guy that wants to know how he could cook in the truck, because there are all kinds of good people over there, like Linda Cathy and people like that over there that share a lot of recipes for the truck. So yeah, we can all kind of join that challenge, and it may help us, you know, get a good little walk in every day in June. So like I say, I think that would be great.
So you know what, Steve, I'm so glad you brought that up, because Carrie does a fabulous job on that site. So you guys, it's Facebook, it's Keto Trucking, They have great recipes, and that just shows you too. This community of people that are working together and sharing ideas to help everybody with different ways to get healthy and stay healthy. So, you know what, Steve, I'm going to – thank you so much for sharing. I am going to use your segue here then to go into sharing a little bit about the challenge that we have – that we're putting in place. So we at the CMC, we announced we wanted to do a challenge. It was to take all the things we were doing at CMC, giving people a little break, about a week, because you have brain overload at CMC. So I wanted you to just be able to get home, get back in your routine, and then be able to focus on this. And I had talked about a 21-day challenge. Coming off the airplane in Tampa, going through the airport, there went by a bookstore, and there was another book that was talking about a 21-day challenge. I'm like, everybody does 21-day challenges, which is good, because what that means, 21 days, is, you know, about how to build a habit. So it's a great time frame. It's not too long. It's not too short. It helps you get a habit. But everybody does 21 days. So I thought, we are going to do plus one. Like, no matter what you do, just do a little bit more. So ours is going to be a 22-day challenge. And to join this, I want you to text the LT Health, LT Health to 99,000. Now, for our Canadian friends that are listening, you can text LT Health to 76,000, but wait till tonight, okay, so we get that set up. So we are going to start this challenge 1 week from today on June 1st. And what I'm so glad Steve brought this up, because what a challenge does is it gives you a little bit of accountability, and it lets you not feel so alone and that you're doing this with other people, and that, like Steve said, you know, you could be, you could have a day that, you know, is just busy, and you will. There's going to be days with this in the challenge you do not want to do the challenge, but because you've committed, because you're part of a group, you will, and it's priceless. Trust me, trust me, trust me. So try this with us, this 22 days. What we're going to do is you get to decide what you want to do, what you want to focus on. You know, Doug talked earlier, you know, he's doing the quit smoking. We had a couple people at CMC that wanted to quit smoking. So focus on that. Focus on one thing and then build from there. Personally, myself, I'm doing Dr. Hyman's 21-day program, but for an extra day, and focusing on better quality sleep. That's my thing. And yours might be, you know, just taking the time to prepare your truck for success with the food you want. It could be moving more, like the challenge that Keto Trucking's doing to do 1 mile a day. You get to decide. We had people from CMC share why they wanted to do it. And it's so humbling. You want to do it for your own health, but you'll find, and I'll do this is myself too, I want to be here for my kids. I want to be here for my husband. I want to be my best self. That's my why, and it keeps me going, because the alternative, feeling crappy, feeling tired, feeling grouchy, being unhealthy, it's not worth it, you guys. Do this for yourself. Join us on this 22-day challenge. Again, it's starting a week from today. Just say yes and see where it takes you. You might not even know what you want to do, but just get started with us. So text the word LT Health, HELALTH, to 99,000. What you will receive leading up to it is some daily texts. Trust me, they won't be annoying. They will be powerful. We did this last year with the Destination Health, and there's just something about getting that daily reminder that you're part of a bigger group, making things happen. We are also going to, and again, information is going to be coming out to you if you're on the texting. We are going to do a conference call each Thursday. Now, there's only three of them within the 22 days, but it's a place for us to just share a little bit more focused. Try to get Jimmy Moore to come on with us. He's at Paleo FX right now, but hope to get him on board with us. So try it. 22 days, come on board. LT Help to 99,000 and see where it will take you, okay? So it's going to be cool and exciting. Take this week to get ready for it. But what? So I'm going to just take a couple more questions, and we'll wrap up the show today. And I'll tell you, I was so nervous coming in doing this show by myself because it had been a while, and you guys just energized me, and I hope you know what you're a part of. So let's head off to North Dakota and talk to John. John, how are you?
Long time no talk. I was thinking, you know, she's one of the previous callers was saying, you know, just take your recipes that you know now and that you like and change them. Well, mm-hmm. My idea for you guys to help us is to do a cheat sheet for replacements. So when
again.
You would be
say that again.
A replacement cheat sheet, a keto
oh,
replacement
okay.
cheat sheet. So it would be vegetable oil on one side, and then the replacements are olive oil and coconut oil, so we know what we know this is a bad item, but what do we replace it with? Because you go looking through a recipe book, it's going to show you the stuff that you're not supposed to be eating, but you want that recipe, so you need the replacement for that. Just to help us think more clearly and eat healthier with the recipes we already have and already like.
That's a great idea, John. That is a great idea.
It's just,
I want to
do it, but and just trying to find my recipes, and I keep on hitting a stone wall and trying to find a way around it. It would definitely help to have a little keto cheat sheet or something like that
help us. Yeah, so like if I'm hungry for this, or try this. That's great.
Well, not necessarily just that, but, you know, you're looking through a recipe book and you know you're not supposed to have flour, but what do I replace it with? Almond flour, and that's what I'm saying, to help us get through our recipe books and make replacement, you know, make a ketogenic-friendly replacement for something that you already like.
Okay, that's awesome. I see that as a valuable piece to what we put together. Cool.
Yep.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Have a great day, John. Let's head off to Illinois. Chad, how are you?
Well, hello, Kim. How are you today?
I am doing great. I'm doing great. Haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, I tell you, I usually call and I always want to make my truck better. I just got some quick questions because your time's almost up. I don't know whether I'm an abnormal person, but for the last year, I've cut out so much stuff out. I don't drink soda no more. All I drink is vitamin water. You know, I don't have stuff in my truck to cook because I mean, I'm an abnormal person. I just realized it's been 3 days since I've eaten and I'm not even hungry. I am down to 165, my high school weight. I'm 51 years old, and I'm down to a 34. I don't try to lose weight. I mean, I'm maintaining it. I don't know if this is normal. It kind of scares me. But the thing is, I don't go to doctors. I don't know what my cholesterol. I don't know none of that stuff. I've cut out so much stuff. I'm basically down to just, you know, eating all the good stuff off salads. I cut out all the buffets, and I just, is this normal, or do I need to see a doctor, or I just don't find food intriguing?
Well,
and I've never been on any, I walk, you know, I got my pit bull and then we walk a little bit and I walk every day and I don't snack like I used to in the truck. I mean, I love my potato chips. I'll grab a bag of chips, snack on them through the day, but it's just so abnormal. I hear all these keto diets and this, that. I've never been on a diet day one in my life and I just don't gain any weight. Is it because of my metabolism level, or I just can't find an answer because I can go 3-4 days and not even be hungry.
Well, you know what, and as long as you know, our whole society as far as eating, you know, you eat to fuel your body. So if you are fueling your body with good nutrients and you know when you're feeding your body with good nutrients, then don't worry about, you know, the other. We put so much on, the other spectrum is we eat without thinking and eat junk. And if you feel good and if you, like I said, feel like you're eating good, wholesome, nutrient-rich foods, then don't worry about it.
Well, the thing about it, when I say I go to a salad bar, you know, I like my soup. But when I go to a salad bar, and of course, I do everything Kevin's been preaching on the health and stuff. And when I go to salad bar, I don't pile it like I used to. I eat the beets, and I eat this, and I put this on, and then I load it up. I don't put low-fat stuff on there. I put the full-blown crap on there. But the thing is, where I go days, my stomach shrinks, and then I can't eat that much. I love meat and potatoes and all that, but I try to eat my vegetables every day. I don't know whether I'm blessed or I'm just an abnormal person because I think it's what it is. For 25 years, I just been scared on getting fat. So I don't know if it's subconsciously in my mind, but it doesn't bother me not to eat. I'll eat when I'm hungry. But I don't know, is that going to damage my body?
Again, do you feel like you're getting nutrient-rich foods? I mean, have you considered going to, like, an NTP and saying, you know, this is how I eat, this is, and if you're feeling good, I mean, there is the whole thing of, you know, you look at people and if they're thin or skinny, it doesn't mean they're healthy, you know? So it sounds like you are very on the weight side. You're good. You don't have to worry as much. You guys drive me crazy.
I mean, I've been very blessed with this Dedicator. I get plenty of sleep. And, you know, when I, like
okay.
I said, and I basically cut out all this junk. I don't snack, and I'll maybe have one candy bar a week because I do like a candy bar every now and then. But I've cut everything out, just not on purpose, just because of listening to Kevin for over a year and a half. And I subconsciously just cut it out, and I don't crave. And thing is, I don't crave sugar. I don't crave nothing. I don't, you know, the grain thing and all that. It don't bother me to go off of it. But I just get worried because I know I should do better. But you know what? I don't, and this is the first time I called in, and I don't mean to call with stupidness, but I'm just a little concerned. I mean, I just don't want to be a heavy person, and I'm not sluggish. I don't crash when I don't get a certain sugar or whatever. I mean, it is what it is, but I just wanted to make sure I'm not harming my body, that's all.
You know what, and I'm so glad you called, because just as much as you have people that, you know, maybe have the challenges and they need to know what to eat, that's valid if you're asking that question. So what my doctor, and it's a doctor of Chinese medicine, she ranks them good quality sleep first, good quality nutrient dense whole food second, and move your body. And if you aren't having symptoms of sluggishness, that kind of stuff that might make you think that there's something going on, then trust what you're doing and taking care of your body. See?
And, you know, I eat lots. I mean, avocados and beets and good stuff on the salad bar because I like that more, and I basically have cut out the whole buffet now. I mean, I know I should start getting fats in my diet, but you know what? I don't know. A lot of the stuff is disgusting to me.
Yeah,
your
body's going to crave what it needs too. When you're feeding it good stuff, it's listen to it. It sounds like you are. So, honor
that. Well,
like
I said, I do listen to everything you guys say. I'm not too intelligent when it comes to all the books that you guys read and smart like you guys are, but subconsciously I'm doing okay with not even thinking or
putting any
effort into it. And it makes me feel good. And I just don't eat like I used to. And I try to eat, you know, just egg white. I try to get my protein. I try to do this, my fruits. I'm not a breakfast guy. I'm not a lunch guy. I just eat when I want to eat. And I've even cut out eating between the hours of 12 and 5 in the morning. I don't do that anymore.
Right.
But I don't have any symptoms of I need to get something in my body because I'm always full of energy. I don't get sluggish. I know when it's time to quit driving, and I was just concerned that maybe I might be harming my body, that's all, by not eating all the time.
Yeah, and no, I don't think so. What we try to encourage people is to embrace your individuality as far as what your body's telling you. And as simple as that, unless, you know, which is what's really cool, because then you're aware of what your body needs are and what you need. So I would go with it.
Okay. Well, like I said, it was a pleasure.
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking the time. It's kind of weird without Kevin but you did an outstanding job today.
You're nice.
But like I said, Kim, I was just a little concerned, and I know I'm doing the right things, and I take everything you and Kevin say, and I try to eat, I don't basically just eat good stuff off the salad bar, and I don't do that low-fat dressing crap. And you know what, and I ain't going to be scared to say, I'll eat a bag of Lay's potato chips, because I know it's saturated in fat, so I don't care. At least, I don't know, I don't have cooking stuff on my truck, because I just don't think about it, and to me, it's just, I don't know. I'm just very blessed, I guess. I don't know. But I appreciate you taking the time and looking forward to more of your guys' show, okay?
Thanks so much, Tad. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. You guys, and that's what I love. You know, and Tad brought that up too. We call bio-individuality. You know, learn from others. Watch what others are doing. Take what you need. Just like with everything Kevin teaches on the regular show too, not everything's going to speak to you. Not everything's going to fit in your lifestyle, your body, your needs. And the coolest thing is that you are the one that gets to figure it out. It can be a little overwhelming too. That's what we all come together about. But you're an individual, and you can find out what works best for you. So that is so cool when you can start exploring that. Just enjoy every bit of it. So we're going to take a couple more questions, guys, and let's go to Indiana and chat with Rob. Rob, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great today. What would you like to chat about?
Good. Well, I've lost about 32 pounds since
great.
Thanksgiving. And
oh, awesome.
Most of it's been from portion control and staying away from the grains, which, by the way, I like. And but I've also been really concentrating on exercising. And my form of exercising is bicycling. And
nice.
My goal for the summer is to complete 5 centuries, which means I have to have my, yeah, kind of fun. Not an Ironman or anything impressive like that. But
oh, my gosh. The cycling is 5 centuries in the summer. That is awesome.
Yeah. So, and last week I had 100 miles in, and I just hooked the bike on the truck, and when I make time in my schedule to go ride my bike, and I work
great.
My trucking schedule around my riding schedule and the place I want to ride. But my question comes in trying to avoid the sugars, et cetera, and I still have some weight to lose. When I'm biking, if I get over the 25 to 30 mile mark, I run into, you know, if you read in the magazines, it's a sugar debt or whatever. I run into an energy debt is what I'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm at serious risk of bonking. So
mm-hmm.
Honey Stinger makes a waffle and there's the gels and all that stuff. So my question is, do you have any suggestions of what I can do to avoid the bonking and also avoid the sugars like I want to?
Yeah, you know, and it's so interesting. I actually dropped my bike off yesterday. I have not been on it. Oh, my gosh. We moved here in 10 months. I'm in Florida where I don't have to worry about the Ohio weather. I dropped my bike off yesterday to get tuned up. It had a tire rot. So
well, good for you.
We're going to get back on it. And that is something I need to work through as well, because actually when I first started biking, I used the gel cubes, you know, those blocks.
Right.
And then when I did the iron, I actually used Hammer product called Perpetuum. But again, it was something not real food. So my thing I'm going to be working through as well, and I encourage you, you're going to have to play with this and see what works for you. First of all, if you're fat adapted, if you're following a ketogenic diet, you're going to get fat adapted where you should not need much fuel besides like water, maybe sodium. I use an electrolyte drink that I just put capful in my water when I run. I haven't had to use any gels, goos. I know those Honey Stinger waffles, which I used to love.
but they can't be addictive.
So, yeah, so you want to look at real food. And again, I'm just going down this path as well, and we'll find out what works. But my first thing I'm going to go for just to have as backup and maybe use if I need to or see what works, because I'm honestly hoping to not need anything, to tell you the truth. I would put a sweet potato. I would cook up a sweet potato and put in my little bike pouch.
Oh, my
that
God. You picked the one thing that I hate.
Or almond butter.
I hate
almond
sweet
butter,
potatoes.
Something with fat. Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
Sweet potatoes. Okay, so go almond butter or a baggie of walnuts. So that's my other thing that I'm going to have with me instead of the junk that I used to have. So think real food.
Okay, help me figure out how that transfers into instant energy.
Yeah, but
I'm not saying I'm a chemist or a nutritionist, but I'm like, how's that go into instant energy?
Well, you're using your body for energy is what's going to happen. And because what we had learned before, what we're marketed to with the Gatorades, with the Goos, with even the Honey Stinger, even when they say like a hammer is all natural, we are constantly putting the sugar into our body. It's using it fast. You have to replenish it. What you're going to be training your body to do is use your own body fat as energy. And maybe do some research on that. I looked to some of the ultra runners. There's Tim Olson. There's Zach Bitter that use real food. They use fat, avocado for it. Again, walnuts are going to be my go-to to have in my bike pouch. And Justin's butter does a plain almond butter as well. So stay away from the other stuff. You're going to have to try it. You're going to have to pay attention to how your body works and just keep experimenting with it. But I really, really encourage you not to lean back on, even the waffles, even the Honey Stinger waffles. The one thing and I'm going to throw this out here, and I don't know where this is, but even honey, good raw honey might be something. But again, you're replenishing that sugar and just burning that glucose sugar stuff instead of letting your body do the fat burning.
Right. And, I mean, I've got another 25, 30 pounds I can lose and would enjoy losing. And I'm kind of at a plateau, even with my miles going up. It feels like going into the sugar side of supplementing my ride is knocking me out of the weight loss mode that I'm in if I'm ketogenic.
Yeah, and you know what? And it's scary, isn't it, to be out? I get kind of nervous. Like, that was my crutch, that I don't want to bonk. I don't want to get to that point.
Oh.
And you got to watch your sodium. Watch your sodium when you're out there. If you're a big
sweater,
you need to get some sodium and salt.
Right. So,
yeah.
Okay.
You're
going
to have do some more research, try that, and let us know, cuz as soon as I get my bike back, I am nowhere near Century Rides again, which that is so cool, Rob. I can't wait to hear like where you did them and how it went, but let me know how when you're doing. That's what training is about. The training is mainly you're building your endurance, but you're getting your nutrition plan down. That's the only way you're going to do it is in training.
Right. And I would ask you, as you figure out some tricks of staying away from the Honey Stinger, please, somewhere, let us know, because I'm sure I'm not the only one that is. I'm not even close to an endurance athlete, but I want to head that direction. So.
Well, I think if you have a goal of 5 century rides, you are an endurance athlete. Absolutely. Well, Rob, send me your contact information, would you, to support@letstruck.com, and let's keep touch, through this journey here.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Rob.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, let's head to Missouri and talk to Wanda. Wanda, welcome to the show.
Hi. I heard the previous caller say about trying to keep veggies in the truck, and I had that same problem. They were wilting and going bad on me a lot. So one trick that I've learned is that, I mean, I'm not trying to promote any of these fast food places, but when you're stuck on the road, you're kind of stuck with what you can get. And Subway's got a great chopped salad, and you can pick. I mean, they've got... a lot of good spinach leaf and green peppers and onions and, a lot of good stuff. You can get it as a chopped salad. And then I tell them not to put any dressing on it. And it's usually a huge salad, more than I can eat without dressing on it. It can last the whole day, so I can have part of it in the more, you know, early and then part of it in late. And then I carry my own, I do have a refrigerator, so I carry my own salad dressing. And I usually carry shredded cheddar cheese in my refrigerator. I carry hard-boiled eggs that I boil at home, and I bring a dozen eggs out with me, so I have hard-boiled eggs. And then there's other ones like McDonald's and some of the other fast food places at these truck stops. They do have salads, and you can kind of doctor them with your own salad dressing, your own stuff to go with it. I also have had trouble with celery getting dried out, so I store that in water, and then I can pull the celery sticks out and put almond butter on it. That's just like when you were a kid, Mom used to have peanut butter on the celery. I use almond butter on the celery, and that's a good snack too. It was just a couple of ideas, because I know when he said, you know, the veggies go bad fast on you, I realized that. So that's the things I came up with. The only other thing that I can think of is that I know Petro has the big buffet they have. Well, I'm too cheap to buy the buffet, but if you get a to-go box, you can go over there and you can get hot veggies a lot of times. And and then I keep butter and I bring it back out to the truck. And the to-go box, they only do it by weight, so it's a lot cheaper. And you can come out to the truck and load it with butter and have nice, good, warm veggies with butter all over them. So that was just a couple of ideas I wanted to share with truckers out there.
That is so awesome, Wanda. Thank you so much. I mean, and when did you start doing this and adjusting and so forth?
About a month ago, about a month before CMC.
Oh, good.
So I've been changing the things that I keep, and I have, like you said, I have walnuts with me, so I snack on that instead of the candy bars that I used to. And it's just trying to find ways to adapt, because it was really tough at first for me trying to figure out how do I get my salad stuff and my veggies. But those salad bars, like I said, go in there with a to-go box, and they just do it by weight. It's a lot cheaper. You can get, you know, $4 or $5 worth of veggies in a to-go box, and you know that way you can fresh all the time without having to try and find a grocery store to park in or whatever.
That is great. Oh, Wanda, thank you so much for sharing that, because you found a way to make it work, and that's the way we all learn is coming on here and sharing and giving tips. So hopefully that'll help somebody else. So congratulations on what you're doing. So
I've joined your challenge, so I'll see how that goes.
Oh, good. Give me feedback, okay?
All right.
For sure. Okay, Wanda, thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay, guys, those were great tips. And I like Wanda shared, too, and what we chatted about, even, you know, just handle what's in front of you. And so she found a way by, going to Subway and making that happen. The other thing I want to share real quick before we close here is that habits, like if you need to replace a habit, for example, Wanda said about the candy bars, and she has walnuts now. So look at it of what you want to tackle, whether it's quitting pop or quitting smoking. I used to enjoy a glass of wine at night when I was cooking, and that could be a habit, like really fast. So I replaced it with having some tea. Wanda replaced it with walnuts. You play around with water. I used to like Diet Pop too, because there's something with the fizzy. I have a soda stream now to make some carbonated water to get that. So look to see what you can replace a bad habit or a not so healthy habit with something that will feed you and lift you up and help you on that journey to health. So, well, I just want to thank you guys so much. It's been such a pleasure. I wasn't here the past 2 weeks because of traveling to CMC and I can't remember what else, and I've missed you, and you have just fired me up today. So just thank you. Thank you for being here. You matter to us. Your health matters to us. Thank you for sharing your tips and your pointers with everybody else. Join the challenge. Text LT Health to 99,000. Anybody in Canada, wait till tonight and text LT Health to 76,000 and go forward with us in day by day. So until next week, Kevin will be back. Keep learning, keep connecting with like-minded people. That's what you have here. Keep moving. Be committed to you. Take care of you. Be a leader out there on the roads and at home in this health journey. So be healthy, be fit, do this hard work, and master this journey to health. It's been truly an honor, you guys. Have a great week. Bye for now.